This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Now in some non-COVID-19 news, it's tax day. Yay, something else to talk about rather than the coronavirus. Well, it's not really tax day. That's been deferred to July because of the, you guessed it, coronavirus. Sick of it all? Yeah, me too. As I sit and watch small businesses wither and die, restaurants and bars that will never reopen, and outrageous behavior from individuals that's only getting worse by the day, I'm not depressed, but like a lot of you, I'm beginning to get angry. As the president said, the cure cannot be worse than the cause, and it's quickly becoming just that. If you're living on top of one another like they do in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, and other large cities, you're inviting a rapid spread of the virus. If you live in places like Klamath Falls, the opportunity for rapid spread is pretty darn low. Oh, the health professionals will tell us we must stay inside until there's a cure or vaccine. Well, good luck with that. Neither of those things are going to happen anytime soon. You know, I laughed out loud the other day at a doctor on the news that said, all we have to do is test all 325 million Americans and tell those that are infected they must stay home. Then we could open up all of America. Well, I asked the question of the TV before the news person could. Do we have enough tests for 325 million Americans? Well, when she asked the question, the doctor replied, well, no, and we probably won't until the end of next year. What dribble. I now see that Oregon is going to start sending out OSHA, that's the Occupational Safety and Health Agency, to check businesses that are open and strictly enforce the governor's orders. I wonder, will they be wearing their jackboots during that? But here's what really cracked me up about this. According to OSHA, they'll launch an inspection and could find a business non-compliant and issue a citation, but it could be several weeks until they do that. So let me see. If a business is non-compliant, they won't shut them down right away, but rather in several weeks. If they're non-compliant, how many people will be infected while the agency dithers over several weeks? Well, that's just too simple a question to ask, isn't it? Or how about chasing people off the beach? Or telling everyone they can't fish on public lands? Or families can't get together to celebrate? I'm telling you, Hitler would be proud. My favorite now is whatever you do, don't drink alcohol because that lowers your immune system and makes you more susceptible to the virus. I mean, what's next? Don't breathe because that allows the virus to enter your body. Perhaps the governor could implement, say, a 25-cent per breath penalty for those that don't comply. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand the coronavirus is a nasty, easily spread, and deadly virus. Certainly, there should have been some common sense directives to help curb the spread of the disease. However, they should have been carefully thought out and implemented in varying degrees to specific situations. Urban areas should have been far more restrictive than outlying areas. But no, as usual, our governor thinks that whatever is good for Portland is good for the entire state. Well, with any luck, she'll continue to think the state ends south of Eugene. Then all of us here in southern Oregon can get back to normal. Final word, I'm getting tired of hearing from all of our representatives and senators about all the federal money that's flowing to small businesses to help them get through this crisis. Every day I get an email touting how our elected officials are bringing home the money to save our small businesses. What a bunch of hooey. I know of several small businesses that have been approved for weeks now and are still waiting for cash in their accounts. Meanwhile, our elected officials tout how many billions of dollars have already been allocated. To who? My guess would be not small businesses, but those big ones that don't need the cash as usual. Do I sound angry? Well, that's because I am. And a word to our politicians, so are the vast majority of those people that voted for you in the last election. But enough about all that gloom and doom. My only other observation during this entire coronavirus pandemic is they really shouldn't be advertising Corona beer. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.